Welcome to Organic Matters. Wherever you've picked me up, I appreciate it. I'm on, I think, 10 at least of the podcast releases now, plus some radio stations and just generally on the web in different places. So appreciate you looking me up and tell your friends about me. If you need any questions answered that I've either kind of stimulated you to think about or is in my realm, mostly organic gardening, but I also think about and look up all the latest information on climate change and all the firestorms and things to kind of keep everybody informed about what's going on. There's so much news out there now that you have to sort of narrow your focus on what you want to think about and what you have interest in. Today we're going to talk about something I don't think I've put at least on my shows in a long time, and it's the 10 mosquito-repelling plants that you need in your backyard. And yes, they do work, folks, if you do them right. I had my doubts until I came across a young lady, many years ago now, but that she had really gotten into it because she had some children that were in the yard a lot, and they were coming back with whelps on their legs and bumps and mosquito bites. So she got into studying it and actually taught me about what she learned were the best plants to repel mosquitoes and, in many cases, other harmful or at least bothersome pests in your yard. Planting certain types of pest-controlling herbs and flowers is a tried and really a true solution for the eternal question of just how do you keep. In this case, we'll talk mostly about mosquitoes. One thing that the articles that I found didn't always tell you, though, is as a bonus, a number of the plants that smell terrible to mosquitoes smell really good to us. So your patio will kind of be enhanced by both the lack of mosquitoes and the scents of the flowers, and a number, incidentally, of the herbs that you plant are also edible. They're useful to you. And they're things that you didn't realize first repelled mosquitoes, number one. And number two, they're actually healthy for us. So let's start out with a plant that all of us probably know very well, rosemary. If you have a dry corner in your garden or a windowsill, you know, that gets full sun now, a rosemary bush will be happy there. Just let it dry out between waterings and it will reward you with first edible herb and a mosquito repellent plant, driving insects away with its really distinctive scent, which I happen to like. Rubbing a few sprigs over you, even your body or over your shirt or your arms and legs will actually help keep mosquitoes directly away from you wherever you've rubbed. And rosemary smoke from a grill or fire pit will be an extra repellent if you happen to use it when you're cooking. Rosemary is also a deterrent to cats, incidentally. So if you've got cats that aren't yours wandering around or the particular area you don't want cats to, let's say, use, the rosemary is a really good deterrent for that also. And second on my list is something that may be actually my favorite or my most used herb. Basil's not just for pizza toppings and pesto anymore. It's a pretty herb that also has major gardening benefits. It attracts bees. It enhances the flavors of other plants. It really does, and perhaps most important, serves as a really good mosquito repellent plant. So I can highly recommend basil in your garden or even on your patio area. It's got a strong, but I love the scent, and it's definitely a mosquito deterrent. As a matter of fact, this is kind of an old homeopathic thing, but it really does work. I've tried it. Get about 3 3.5 ounces of fresh basil leaves, put a half cup of water and boil the water, and after that add, believe it or not, I use vodka, you want alcohol, but why not use something that you know is safe? Well, safe as you can be if you don't overdrink it. Stir thoroughly and transfer that mixture to a good clean bottle, a spray bottle I used. And when you spray that natural basil-based repellent in your outdoor area, it definitely keeps mosquitoes at bay for several hours. And incidentally, I've even tried it indoors. You might hold off if you don't have an open area. Indoors can almost be too strong in an enclosed area. And another plant that seems to work pretty well is called lemon balm. And it's because it contains a compound called citronelle, which has an effect similar to the mosquito repellent citronella. The lemony scent of lemon balm is one of those that mosquitoes just don't like, which makes it a perfect addition to your mosquito repellent plant collection. I do want to give you a little warning. It's interesting, but it is something to think about. If you plant mint kind of haphazardly, it is really invasive. it can take over a whole garden area, which means it's obviously very easy to grow. But this might be one you want to keep in pots around your outdoor deck or your garden area where you're going to be working. But planting it in the ground, it could create some invasive problems down the road. And this next herb is something we don't use for ourselves much, but you'll know about it. It's called catnip. Your cat may go crazy for it, but mosquitoes will do anything to stay away from it. In fact, studies have shown that the essential oil in catnip, I'll try this once, nepetalactone, is much more effective at repelling mosquitoes than even the store-bought bug sprays are. And as an aside, it's not right here, but I will tell you that I know this. There's even now some commercially available bug repellents that the active ingredient is catnip. Just as another note here, the essential oil of catnip is so strong that you need about 1/10 as much of it as you need of the insect repellent DEET for the same effectiveness. And I don't like DEET. The more you read about DEET, if you read the container about DEET, it tells you it's probably really shouldn't be on your skin. You certainly shouldn't put it on your children. And yet they sell it as a safe mosquito repellent. It is an effective repellent. But I would rather have something else around my children. As for a growing note about catnip, it does grow tall. So if you're planting them directly in the garden, do so in an area where they won't block your desired views or actually shade some of your other plants. And be prepared, because this does become the primary hangout, I've had it happen, for your neighborhood kitties. But if that's kind of okay with you, it is way up on the list of some of the actual best mosquito repellent plants that I am aware of. And let's not actually overlook the plant citronella. It's long been favored as one of the most effective plants to repel mosquitoes. As a matter of fact, they make outdoor candles and bug sprays with it all the time. You can plant citronella grass right in your garden or optimize its efficiency by planting it around other mosquito repellent plants. They do work together in a kind of a synergy relationship where both is always better than either one at a time. Citronella, incidentally, thrives in a lot of climates and soils, so it's really probably one of the easiest plants to grow and maintain if you just want that around your outdoor areas to help repel mosquitoes. When you go to buy it, sometimes even the nurseries get the citronella plant and the lemongrass plants literally confused because they look very similar. If you want to know, the citronella always has a magenta kind of base right where it comes out of the ground at the stem. The good news is lemongrass is almost as effective as a mosquito repellent as citronella is. So either one you get is actually a plus for the area you want to plant it in. And if you want to add some real beauty to this same area we're talking about and add mosquito repellency at the same time, I highly recommend beautyberry. It is actually a native plant to the southern United States. It's a gorgeous shrub that produces little white flowers and clusters of bright purple berries in the fall. I mean, really bright. They're beautiful. The berries can be made into jellies and wine, and the birds love them. I like them more. I don't know if I've ever eaten them. I know you can make jelly out of them. I've just never done it. But the birds love them. However, the real magic as far as mosquito repellency is actually in the leaves of the plant, not in the berries. They've long been used as a folk remedy, and scientific studies have proven that a particular chemical compound in the plant's leaves is called calicarpinol, one of those words again, is effective at repelling mosquitoes. And as a bonus, is also used as a tick deterrent. Simply crush the leaves and rub them over your own exposed skin or on your dog's fur, for as far as ticks go, and mosquitoes will want nothing to do with you or the dog. As a matter of fact, it's proven to be so effective that there's a number of bug sprays containing beautyberry essence, which is that chemical I mentioned to you, that you can actually buy it over the counter. It is very effective. Now for something that's really, really very, very sweet smelling and it permeates the air where you plant it. It's lavender. Who knew such a sweet smelling flower would also be one of the very best mosquito repellent plants? Fortunately, mosquitoes dislike most of the scents humans find pleasing, and lavender is certainly one of them, at least in my estimation. For a little bit of science, CO2 is one of the most pleasant scents for female mosquitoes because their main sources of blood, like humans and animals, emit the scent every time they breathe. However, the calming scent of lavender is pretty far from CO2, and mosquitoes just hate it. Also, if you want to get your lavender doing double duty, use it as a natural mosquito repellent for yourself, placing a few drops of lavender essential oil on your wrist and your ankles or anywhere that's an exposed part of your body. Is particularly effective as it's high in camphor, something that mosquitoes hate. In addition to repelling mosquitoes, incidentally, lavender has been really good at repelling moths and even a good number of different flies. If you want to add some real color to that area, one of the most beautifully simple plants I can think of are marigolds. They are just a splash of beautiful reds and oranges and yellows, and this is interesting. Their scent is also attractive to us. We like it, generally humans like it, but it's highly unattractive to mosquitoes. So planting a few pots is the easy way of marigolds around whatever living area you want to. Besides giving you some beautiful colors, they also add a very pleasant scent all around whatever area you put them in. And that very same scent that we love is another deterrent for mosquitoes. And finally, especially for those of you that know me, one of my favorite plants, fortunately I mostly eat it, but it's also an effective insect repellent, is garlic. Garlic, as a matter of fact, is one of the oldest remedies for repelling a lot of bad things, joke, from vampires to mosquitoes. Anything that wants to suck your blood will rapidly change its mind if you eat a few cloves of garlic a day. And incidentally, that has actually been scientifically studied. However, some people find that a little bit off-putting, so they just plant the garlic instead. The strong scent of this really good mosquito-repelling plant can keep your yard pretty much pest-free, not just from mosquitoes, but a number of other invasive insects. I actually have a friend that's probably one of the best, most knowledgeable guys about garlic there is. He has a website going, gourmetgarlicgardens.com. But what he does, it's kind of funny as the end of the show, he carries garlic with him when people find him somewhat offensive because he does munch on garlic way more than most people. He always has some with him and he gives them the little, and it works if he does it, but most people won't. Oh, you sell garlicky. He just hands them a piece of garlic, and if they take a bite or two, then he's no longer so offensive to them. So anyway, there's some plants that are easy to grow, easy to find in most garden outlets, and very effective, especially when planted mixed, in other words, more than one of them in a given area, to really, really help repel mosquitoes in areas where you want to be outside to enjoy your yard or your patio. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.